Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we dive into The Brand Gap by Marty Neumeier, a game-changing guide for business professionals seeking to bridge the divide between strategy and creativity to build a powerful, cohesive brand. As we explore this influential work, we'll unpack the book's core premise that a robust brand can provide a distinct advantage in a competitive marketplace. Marty Neumeier, a seasoned branding expert whose credentials include work with Apple, Netscape, and Eastman Kodak, outlines five essential branding disciplines, presenting a framework for constructing an unforgettable brand that demands attention. With clear insights and actionable advice, The Brand Gap is a must-read for anyone who is eager to craft a standout brand. From entrepreneurs to marketing veterans, creative teams to strategy executives, this book is the perfect tool for anyone committed to creating an impactful presence in their market. Join us as we summarize the key concepts that make The Brand Gap an indispensable resource for navigating the complex landscape where strategy meets creativity, ultimately forging brands that resonate with consumers and endure over time. The Brand Gap: How to Bridge the Distance Between Business Strategy and Design. Introduction. Bridge the Divide: Mastering the Fusion of Creativity and Strategy for Brand Success. Picture a brand as an elusive feeling that lingers in the hearts and minds of customers. It's not just about visually striking logos or state-of-the-art products. It's about the instinctive reactions people have toward a company. Brands reside in the realm of perception, shaped not by what companies dictate, but by what customers feel deep down. Let's get one thing straight. No one can perfect a brand, nor can they wield total control over it. Instead, it's about crafting business practices that resonate with customers, making them feel a certain way about your brand. This approach boils down to aligning business strategy with creative expression to produce a brand that customers can't resist. In what could be likened to an intricate dance, we'll explore five pivotal disciplines of branding. These are the stepping stones to crafting that all-important positive perception your customers will associate with your company. As we unfold this story, expect to uncover insights such as the rationale behind why a company like John Deere stays clear from venturing into unrelated businesses, such as real estate, the importance of a brand remaining true to its nature, akin to how ducks are best at simply being ducks, and the startling revelation that half of the value of an iconic brand like Coca-Cola can be attributed to how people perceive it. These insights are just hints at the profound truths that underpin successful brands. Let's delve deeper and transform your understanding of what truly makes a brand tick. Part 1: Unlocking the Secrets to a Charismatic Brand. How Strategy Meets Creativity. It's quite the revelation to learn that the worth of Coca-Cola's brand is a whopping $70 billion, a figure that astonishingly accounts for 60% of its corporate value. It's clear evidence that a brand's value is much more than a number. It's an embodiment of what the company stands for. But in this fiercely competitive era, how exactly does one build a brand so powerful and irresistible? The key lies in bridging the brand gap, a chasm that exists between strategy and creativity. This gap, if not addressed, can lead to disjointed messaging that fails to engage customers. Let's take a closer look at the anatomy of the brand gap within a typical company. On one side, you have the strategy team, often seen as the analytical thinkers housed in marketing departments. They use logic, words, and numbers to plot the brand's course. On the opposite end are those in the creative departments. These right-brained individuals operate on intuition and excel in visual thinking. When these two factions operate in isolation or even in conflict, a brand gap emerges. Have you been part of a grand strategy meeting that somehow fizzled out upon execution, failing to resonate with your audience? That's the brand gap in action, and it's a problem that can thwart a company's ability to vie in today's market. This gap results in a company struggling to project a clear identity, leading to an erratic relationship with customers. When customers don't have a clear sense of what to expect from a company, their loyalty wavers along with their purchasing consistency. Now, let's peek into the world of charismatic brands. These brands sparkle with minimal psychic distance between themselves and their consumers. It means customers have developed a deep intuitive connection with these brands, knowing full well what to expect from them. Think of brands like Coca-Cola, Apple, and Nike, each beaming with attributes such as joy, sophistication, and adventure that customers yearn to weave into their own identity. How do you forge this aspirational allure? By mastering the art of consistency in communication and embracing the five disciplines of branding. These disciplines are pivotal to nurturing a brand into one that merely whispers its identity, to one that confidently declares its presence in the hearts and desires of its audience. Join us on this exploration of what makes a brand not just recognizable, but truly charismatic. Part 2. Stand out or step aside. The power of brand differentiation. In a world teeming with brands vying for attention, differentiation is your secret weapon. It's the art of standing out, of being the peacock among pigeons, and it's crucial for any brand aiming for enduring success. Human instinct is drawn to the unusual, the unexpected, and tapping into this innate curiosity is how brands can edge out competition. But how does a brand truly differentiate itself? It must answer three defining questions. First, who are you? A simple identifier like declaring, "I am John Deere." Second, what do you do? The basic service or product such as, "We manufacture tractors and farm equipment." Third, and most importantly, why does it matter? Now, this is where many falter. Responses like, "We produce important products," fall flat. Important is forgettable. Best selection? Worse than forgettable, it's a hollow echo in the marketplace. John Deere strikes gold with an answer riding on trust. We are the backbone of generations of farming. A powerful brand is a laser, not a floodlight. It directs all its energy to one point. If John Deere suddenly delved into real estate, they would dilute their essence and become just another player in a different game. The concept of focus can unsettle some executives who equate it with limitation, as if it means turning away potential profits. However, a laser-like focus is the very essence of competition. Consider Volvo, once synonymous with the sturdiest cars on the road. They stepped away from their safe, boxy haven to venture into sleeker, riskier designs. What happened? The brand's distinctive promise of safety, its differentiator, was clouded. If differentiation is lost, then the brand's competitive edge blunts. Your brand must embrace its uniqueness fully. Stand out, stick to your strengths, and remember, if you fail to differentiate, you may as well not exist. So be bold, be singular, be the brand that knows its soul and expresses it bravely. Part 3. Collaboration. The linchpin of a magnetic brand identity. Envision a brand as a majestic ship. To build it requires the collective expertise and labor of a multitude of craftspeople, each with their own unique set of tools. This very process, where disparate talents collaborate towards a common vision, is the second critical discipline in the creation of a charismatic brand. Collaboration in brand building can take several forms, and here are three approaches to consider within your organization. One route involves outsourcing your branding to an all-encompassing external firm. These full-service outfits tout an array of offerings, from public relations to product design. It's a tempting turnkey solution, yet it's not without its pitfalls. Expertise across all facets may fall short, and handing your brand's reins over to an outside entity comes with inherent risks. A second tactic is partnering with a dedicated branding agency. In this setup, the agency assembles a bespoke team of experts specifically tailored to address the multifaceted needs of your brand. Consistency is a strong point here. However, the gamble of outsourcing still looms. The third method fosters an in-house powerhouse, a fully integrated marketing team. Here, specialists in fields ranging from advertising to product design unite under your corporate banner. They form an internal super team, driving your brand's mission forward. While resource-intensive, this strategy secures a repository of brand knowledge firmly within the company walls. Yet, the winds of change are blowing. The future of collaboration might witness the rise of networked organizations. Much like the artisans of Hollywood, directors, actors, set designers, who converge for a singular film project, then disband, modern businesses may increasingly align in fluid collectives for distinct ventures. The Hollywood model exemplifies the potential of dynamic partnerships, temporary alliances for lasting impacts. As you consider the path forward, remember that the strength of collaboration lies in the unity of vision, regardless of the model you choose. So, weigh your options, choose wisely, and craft a brand story that rings with the harmony of many voices singing as one. Part 4. Inspiration over information. Captivating customers with innovative brand expression. Imagine trying to enchant someone with sheer logic. You're more likely to prompt a yawn than ignite a spark. When it comes to captivating customers, logic takes a backseat to inspiration, and this revelation falls under the third cardinal discipline of successful branding: innovation. You're in a crowded marketplace where every brand is zigging, essentially doing what's expected. To truly make your mark, you need to zag, to shake things up in a way that makes the world take notice. This isn't about conforming to the industry standards, it's about trailblazing. Remember that innovation isn't necessarily synonymous with revolution. To quote the legendary industrial designer Raymond Loewy, aim for Maya, the most advanced yet acceptable solution. It's about pushing the boundaries just enough without alienating your audience. Think of the Beatles, the quintessential example of enduring innovation. They didn't skyrocket to fame with radical divergence. Instead, they evolved, introducing unconventional chord progressions and Indian instruments, engaging their audience's curiosity without leaving them behind. Innovative opportunities are ripe for the picking, everywhere you look. Could it be time to revamp your logo, or perhaps a website makeover is in order? Sometimes it can even mean a bold move like rebranding with a new name. It's about using every canvas available to paint your brand in a new light. But tread thoughtfully. Innovation walks a tightrope above the chasm of risk. Cultures around the world caution against it. Don't rock the boat in the United States. Or, the nail that sticks up gets hammered down in Japan. Yet, it's this very trepidation that often signals you're on the brink of something big. When you notice others are fearful of the change you propose, you might just be on the verge of a breakthrough. Consider the case of Volkswagen's VW Bug, an automobile that defied expectations with its unique design and humorous appeal. It was a gamble that danced on the edge of risk, but ultimately it stood out for all the right reasons, becoming a charismatic move in the game of brand differentiation. Part 5. Measure. Twice, brand once. The imperative of brand validation. Gone are the days when brands merely broadcast their messages into the void, hoping for the best. In today's interactive climate, communication between brands and customers is a dynamic exchange, a dialogue that demands active listening. It is this evolution that thrusts the fourth discipline, validation, into the limelight. Ensuring your brand strikes the right chord with real people in real scenarios is paramount. After all, the true test of a brand's resonance occurs far beyond the walls of creative brainstorming sessions. Constant validation is the pulse check of your brand's health. How does one go about validating a brand? One tried and true method is the concept test. This involves presenting a branding element, be it a potential name or logo, to an audience beyond your corporate sphere. Aim for at least 10 individual feedback sessions to avoid groupthink and to encourage candid responses. Your mission is to gauge a preference, asking questions that delve into perceptions of value and associations. Another diagnostic tool is the swap test. It's a straightforward exercise. Interchange a facet of your brand, such as your logo or name, with a competitor's, and scrutinize the outcome. Does the swap seem like an upgrade, a downgrade, or a lateral move? The answer is a litmus test for your brand's distinctiveness and appeal. During any validation session, keep a vigilant eye on five critical aspects. Distinctiveness. Your brand should be the flamingo in a flock of pigeons, unmistakably set apart. Relevance. Every element of your brand, from product offerings to core messages, must align with its essence. Imagine the dissonance if Nike ventured into soap manufacturing. Memorability. A brand that lingers in the mind is one that often touches the heart. Emotional connection is the glue of memorability. Expandability. Consider if your brand has the legs to stretch across different mediums and product lines without losing its shape. Depth. Examine the flexibility of your brand narrative. Can it adapt its voice to reach diverse customer segments through varied styles and channels? In the grand act of branding, validation is the safety net. It supports the thrilling but risky pursuit of crafting a memorable identity. It's a cyclic process of dialogue, refinement, and learning that makes sure the brand that makes its debut is the same one that stays loved in the hearts of customers. Part 6. Nurturing Your Brand, a strategy for timeless relevance. A brand isn't just a static emblem, it's a living entity, blossoming and adapting in an ever-shifting landscape. As you master the initial four disciplines of branding, the final piece of the puzzle is cultivation. This discipline is about fostering a brand that thrives over time, pulsating with energy and relevance. Consider iconic entities, the brand titans of the business world. Their names echo through the halls of commerce, but resting on laurels isn't in their playbook. They embody living brands, always evolving, never succumbing to the monotony of sameness. We, as humans, embrace change daily. We seek variety even in the mundane. Think of selecting a different shirt each morning. Brands, too, must embrace this spirit of variety, adapting judiciously to the moments that call for change. Inconsistencies aren't fatal flaws. They're signs of life within a brand. What's crucial is the steadfastness to its core identity, the unique DNA that makes a brand recognizable and trusted. Picture your brand as a collective performance, requiring harmony between leadership, staff, and stakeholders. The magic happens when a brand's external projections are indistinguishable from its internal ethos. This synchrony is the hallmark of authenticity, a quality customers can intuit. Flexibility should not come at the expense of the brand's essence. Everyone in the company, from the ground up, has a role in safeguarding the brand's heart. Workshops and seminars are excellent strategies to embed the brand's values into the collective conscience of your workforce. Encourage each employee to measure actions through the prism of the brand. Does this resonate with who we are? Consider appointing a guardian of the brand's soul, a chief brand officer, CBO. This is a role reserved for professionals with the vision and expertise to seamlessly marry strategy with creativity. A CBO commands the brand's helm, diligently overseeing these five crucial disciplines: differentiation, innovation, collaboration, validation, and cultivation. In the grand theater that is the marketplace, your brand must not only perform, it must captivate, innovate, and grow. Cultivation is the nurturing hand guiding a brand from mere existence to vibrant living. This delicate balance of preservation and evolution will ensure your brand's legacy is both storied and vibrant, never succumbing to the stagnation of the unchanging. Final summary. Building a brand that resonates with charisma and impact isn't a stroke of luck. It's a result of meticulous orchestration of strategy and creativity. Charismatic brands are those that strike a chord with customers, luring them into a bond shaped by trust and aspiration. To elevate your brand to this coveted status, you must harmonize the five key disciplines of branding. First, ensure your brand is distinct by carving out a niche that sets you apart from the herd. Then, embrace innovation to keep the brand fresh and exciting. Cultivate collaboration within your team, uniting strategists and creatives to paint a cohesive picture. Utilize validation to gauge real-world resonance and fine-tune your brand's voice. Lastly, dedicate effort to cultivation, allowing your brand to evolve organically without straying far from its roots. By integrating these disciplines, a brand can transform its identity from unnoticed to unforgettable. It becomes a compelling force that not only attracts customers, but also commands a loyal following, solidifying its place in the market and in the minds and hearts of its audience. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.